Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Barbara Calvano and your host of Let's Ask the Angels on Saturdays here on Blog Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And welcome to my live listeners, and for those who will be listening on rebroadcast, welcome. I am a spiritual intuitive and life coach, and I have a practice called bcalvanocoaching.com where you can find out more information about me. I do a weekly angel card reading here on my show and also discuss a topic for the month, and also then take listener calls to do readings here on the air. I also get to the chat room sometimes, so if you'd like to post a question there, you can. And for those of you who would like to call in, the number again is 424-675-6837. Where you can listen to the show and also ask me a question here for a reading. An upcoming announcement: tomorrow I will be in Fort Lee, New Jersey at the Awaken Fair doing intuitive readings, and there will be a large array of vendors, healers, speakers, and it's a really wonderful gathering of all types of people committed for people living a life of grace and ease, a holistic vendors. So hopefully I may see you there tomorrow. And again, if you want to receive the weekly reading in your email, follow me at my website and you can receive this reading weekly and also stay in touch with upcoming events. Here we go. You know, I was going to postpone the show till next week, but the angels and my guides told me to do a show. And here it is, October, and the intention for October is intention. So the subject that I want to cover, I'm being guided to talk about, is the power of creating an intention. And an intention, so what is that? If we don't take the time to consciously create our goal, our way. In fact, I was looking in the dictionary to see what is the definition of intention. And here it says, it's a plan of action, a design, an aim that guides action, an object, the general connotation or concept of something, what something is meant to convey. But here it's a plan of action. And the angels want me to share with you, and let's discuss, and they want to support you in your plans of action, with your intention. So every day we wake up, and if we don't take the time to create an intention, a plan of action, our ordinary way, or default, that was the word I was looking for, the default way that we go about our day is, how do I survive this day? You know, I mean, how do I get through? How am I going to make this happen? But mostly, how am I going to survive this? I got this to do, that to do. I just hope it all turns out. So the intention might be hopeful. I hope it turns out. It may be, you know, to a certain extent colored with some anxiety or even fear. Or if you have to face something, you know, if by default, if you don't create an intention, it will be, I just want to get through this. So a lot of the time, without taking a moment, whether you have a spiritual practice or you just want to take a moment and choose and create, which is what the angels want you to know, that you have such power. You have such creative power, and they want to help you get in touch with that. You can create an intention. The intention could be that the day goes with peace and calm. The intention could be that you feel light-hearted, that you feel happy. Here from the Angels of Atlantis Oracle Cards booklet by Stuart Pierce, one of my new teachers and friends, it's a wonderful description of intention. You know, here he says, he asks us to make a list of our expectations, because our expectations are the seeds of our intentions. So if we have an expectation that things are going to be difficult, which is very easy to do as human beings. We have something that's not easy to do. Yesterday, a week ago, a month ago, it was difficult. Why would it be any different today or tomorrow? Right? The brain works that way. So we may have a default expectation that it's going to be tough, it's going to be a struggle, there may be suffering, there may be chaos, upset. You know, this is kind of the ordinary way human beings go. Well, the angels want us to know that we can create an intention, literally like we are creating this whole, I saw a stage, you know, of a play or a film. We're the director. So we may have something that's very difficult to do, uncomfortable. But if we have an intention that it goes smoothly, we have an intention to be heard, we have an intention that all things fall into place. Now, that's a powerful intention. This really does color and affect the vibration that we're going to attract. It's pure and simple. I mean, how many times have you heard someone say, I knew it was going to turn out that way. I just knew it. Didn't I tell you so? And then what happens? Yes, you were right. And in the end, you get to be right. Your intention was everything was going to get all messed up, and you were right. And that's powerful. But what if we took that power and created what we really want beneath those emotions, the emotions of fear, anxiety, of those are the two words that come up, fear and anxiety and stress. Deep below that is, what if everything turned out magically? And have you, you've had times like that, haven't you? Where things just all kind of fell into place. Well, that's not really an accident. Somewhere within you, there was an intention. So that is what we're going to focus on all in this month of October. The intention, and also what I want to share here is, you know, by drawing this card and sharing this message with you, the angels are asking us to look at what you expect to happen today, tomorrow, or the future. And the normal way, like I said, is just to get by, just have it handled. You know, just, you know, let me just have it happen. And there's a sense of frenzy and a little lack of air even. You know, it's like, can I just get through tomorrow? And many of us have that. So these expectations are the seeds of your intentions. An intention means that you have set a goal and intend to achieve it. Now, we can all do that. We can get through something. We can muscle through something. And for the most part, you won't really be present because you're just going to be so into getting it done, like being at the gym. I'm just going to hammer this out. And what do? You lift those weights and you puff and you push and you get it done, you check it off. But really, how present were you? Or you could even do that in a yoga class. You could do it being with your family. All right, I have to be there, so I'm going to be there. You know, we've all done that. So here it says, your intentions drive your experiences. The angels ask you to choose and infuse your intentions with love. See yourself and others as happy, successful, and peaceful. By holding these spiritually minded intentions, you help yourself and others. The angels can help you replace negative mental habits with more empowering thoughts if you ask for their assistance. So that is what we're going to be doing for the month of October. We're going to be calling on the angels with your intentions. You know, I'm guided to share an experience I had where there were some outdoor stray kittens in my backyard that I couldn't get to easily. I didn't have access to the yard. And I didn't know I could create an intention. I was caught up in the fear. How do I rescue them? What do I do? You know, it's like what? And I was guided to create an intention of empowerment. I saw them protected. I saw them well. I saw them being in the right hands. Now, this does not preclude that I take actions. Did I find people to work with on this project? But it gave me a sense of power, and it took me away from feeling like a victim or like that I had no power, that I was left to the whim of circumstances that things were going to happen. And so I mention this because there are so many times in our lives where we feel that we don't have the power, and the angels are here to really let us know when we create an intention of mastery, accomplishment, peace, fulfillment, ecstasy, happiness, flow, calm, and ask for their assistance, because it's not always easy, but it can be much easier. Just ask for their help. Literally, like I just said it, angels, I ask for your help today in having me maintain my intention, create my intention of well-being, of feeling great all day. Now, why do we do this? Because in the normal day and things happening, a lot of things start happening. I mean, like we create this intention of peace, and then all of a sudden your internet goes out, or your husband or your boyfriend says the wrong thing, or the bus comes late, or all of a sudden, you know, something happens. Electricity goes out. Something happens. So by creating intention, you infuse that with love, and you can maintain that. You actually can have that be how you are reacting, with peace, calm. Some people call this enlightenment, which is also, you know, the ability to be present to the light no matter what. Now, we are all, as human beings, we're not just this thing, rock solid. We are moving energy. So we're flowing. We're in the flow. So if you can also have that as a visual concept, you'll know that we're not here to just push things away, block things. Those are the two images that the angels guided me to say. We're flow, and we allow ourselves to be vulnerable and open. The angels will give us more ideas so that in those moments when we need to be connected to our intention, we'll stay on course more easily. So that is my short talk today about intention. And I'm going to go ahead and go into the weekly reading, which kind of like flows with this topic. I was guided again to use the Healing with the Angels cards by Doreen Virtue, as I used last week. And these are one word messages. And because the content of what was written for the messages is just so perfect and right on, I'm actually going to read it today. Most of the time I paraphrase or I say something else, but it's so perfect. So for Monday and Tuesday of next week, and you may begin to feel all of this energy of this reading today, the message is serenity. So you could see how having an intention, you can create serenity. Have the intention and know that everything could possibly turn upside down in your life and more, you know, and a barrel of monkeys, you know, and more. But you can be with the support of your angels with serenity no matter what happens. And there's a lot going on in the world right now, added to our own personal lives. So here it says, you are moving to a time of greater inner peace and tranquility. Peace of mind means feeling secure and knowing that you're always provided for. even if your logical mind cannot fathom how a challenge could be resolved. Peace of mind means that you trust that God will create a miraculous solution. This sort of faith is always warranted because faith is the key component in experiencing such miracles. Faith. So by drawing this card, the angels reassure you that peace of mind is within you. You can feel serene even in the midst of great turmoil. It's a mistake to think that you have to be problem-free before you can be happy and peaceful. The opposite is actually true. First, you work towards serenity. And then your life's challenges lessen and disappear. So serenity is your natural state of mind. And the angels are now working with you to actualize this. So some of you have known this and have been working towards it. Here is the message. Serenity is your natural state of mind. Now, it doesn't mean that you're without action and energy and physical and passive. It means it is your natural state to be able to trust that everything will work out and that you will hear more clearly the actions that you need to take and trust that the partners and people that need that you need to connect with will come towards you. You can see that you'd attract that a lot more easily if you were serene than if you were not serene, right? If you're caught up in yourself and caught up in turmoil and caught up, you know, and all in a frenzy, you're probably going to miss some of the messages and opportunities that are coming towards you. So that's for Monday and Tuesday. And for Wednesday and Thursday, we have freedom. Now, isn't that a wonderful bridge from intention, serenity, freedom? So the angels guide you to freely express your true thoughts and feelings with love, being like infused with love. If someone would have told me that, no, did tell me that maybe 20 years ago, I was like, you've got to be kidding, you know. There's so much going on in my life, you cannot believe it. How can I infuse it with love? But we can. You know, that's pretty much the whole message of my show on any given Saturday, is that we can be infused with love no matter what is happening around us. So by drawing this card, the angels asked you to realize that you're the only jailkeeper that ever surfaces in your own life. Whenever you realize that you have the power to be free, freedom follows. Everything that you do in your life is by choice, and you are free to choose again and again and again. Everything is a choice. Even prisoners are free to choose their thoughts so that they can feel peace and happiness under any conditions. So the next time you begin a sentence with the words, I have to be blank, I have to be blank, just stop. Ask God and the angels to show you some alternatives. They will either help you complete the task from a loving mindset so that you don't feel trapped, or they'll guide you to something else that you will love. So freedom, you know, freedom, big word, big energy. We all want more freedom. Or freedom, you can't have more, you know, more is an interesting word. Freedom or no freedom? Do you have a sense that you have freedom or you have no freedom? And listen, we've all been there where we felt like, no, I have my experience today is I do not believe I can have serenity and I have no freedom. That's a good place to start, because by telling the truth, then you can make a choice. Okay, so I chose that. Now in this moment, I'm going to choose I have freedom. And you don't have to believe it. This is not one of those things, do it for 21 days and it'll convince yourself. It is a vibration that resonates in your heart. So any of these words and messages that I give on any given show may bring up emotions. And that is so perfect, because that's energy that's blocked and needs to come to the surface. and released. That's all. That's all at any given time. Just allow whatever is there to release, whether it's through crying or breathing or changing of a thought, or let it go. And then for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of next week, we have emerging. So here, from setting our intention and going through allowing serenity and freedom, we have emerging. Your true, radiant, powerful, successful, and intelligent self is now shining through the surface. You know, all you need is a tiny crack to show the light, and the light will, you know, lights everything up. So allow that. You know, things don't have to be in the appearance of a perfect package. In fact, that's not what we want. We want an awareness of an ever-changing mass of energy. You know, that's who we are. We're ever-changing flow of energy. So with emerging, your radiant self is emerging and coming to the surface. Allow your true self to be visible to others, for you lift them up and inspire them, even if you're not perfect. You know, it's not when you're going to have that perfect body or the perfect house or the perfect car. Right now, your authentic self lifts other people up. You are awesome in so many ways, and you are beginning to trust and reveal your true nature more easily. At one time, you may have believed that you had to hide your feelings from others or even from yourself. Now, however, you realize how vital and attractive expressing your true self is. So your angels are guiding you to honor your true feelings by expressing them to yourself and others. The angels will help you lovingly talk about your feelings so that no misunderstandings occur with friends or loved ones. Your angels will never guide you to do or say anything that could hurt you or anyone else. Now, they will ensure that your life will emerge to a new level of inner peace as you let your true self come out and play. So that is the reading for next week. It really is an incredible, like, flow. The angels are really here to support us in being able to manifest lives that we truly love, our dreams, situations to be handled. You know, if you are enduring a situation in your life, or your life feels like it's like, what is the Bill Murray movie, Groundhog's Day. You know, you wake up and it's the same day over again, the same things and the same things. And you wake up, it's the same thing over and over again with a slight variation, but the same amount of, like, struggle and push, but you know, you do certain things. You do your green juice. You do your yoga. You do, you know, you do things to kind of get through it. But the main context is, like, I just hope one day it'll all work out. Well, I'm here to tell you, as someone told me before, it has turned out. Your life has turned out. And how it's turned out is exactly how it is right now. And if we could just take that on, like, it's turned out. This is how it's turned out. This is your table. This is my computer. This is the headset I'm talking from. These are the walls that I'm, you know, surrounded by. It's turned out. Now, if we want something different, we set the intention. We allow the serenity to come in. We allow the freedom of our ideas. And emerging, we share it. We share it to our heart, to ourselves. We allow ourselves to hear our hearts. Our hearts may say, okay, it turned out like this, but I don't like it. I would like something different, angels. And they're like, all right, let's do it together. Tell me what you want. Tell me what you want. All right? So it really is about working with the angels. It's about being rigorously honest with yourself about where you are today and what kind of support would you like? They'll always give us messages, actions we need to take, because we're active physical beings. We're not just floating You know, we are orbs of beautiful love and light, but we still have, we're in the physical world, and there are bills to pay, and there are communications to be delivered, and there are paintings to be made, and plays to be written, babies to be born, and projects, and so on. So that is the message for the week, and it will be on my website on Monday if you want to share it with others. You know, either you can share my radio show today, you know, follow me here on the Blog Talk page, or follow me at my website and receive this reading on the as a weekly message. So I'm going to take a brief break, and then I'm going to take your listener calls and do readings. So I want to, I'm going to be playing this music by Mark Watson, is his name, a composer, and you can hear this while I'm taking a brief break. Thank you. Everyone, welcome back. This is Barbara Calvano, your host of Let's Ask the Angels on Blog Talk Radio, Saturdays at 3 p.m. here Eastern Standard Time. So the very first caller is area code 216. Please tell me your name and how we can help you today.
Hello, how are you?
Hello, very good. Hi, what is your name?
Hi, my name's Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. Do you have a question?
I do, and I want to see what the angels see on it. I was offered a job, and I start on the 13th.
Okay.
Took me a while to get one, and it's really one that I'm really excited. I wanted, and I just want to see what the next couple months have in store for me. How's it? Maybe 60 days, you know, the rest of the year. How's that?
Okay, but you did get the job that you really wanted.
Yes,
so that's really great. Congratulations.
It's wonderful.
Okay.
I know. I'm still pinching myself. I'll believe it when I'm sitting at the desk.
Yeah. So you had a clear intention, and you followed through, and that's beautiful.
I did. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. And I hear it in your voice.
It took a while. It took almost 8 months.
Yeah. But you stayed the course. You stayed the course. A lot of other people have given up. You stayed the course.
Oh, God.
Okay.
I know.
So let's see what they have to say to you. I'm sensing they're going to say something about a relationship developing. I don't know. Are you in one right now?
Oh, God, don't say it's from work. No.
Well,
please.
Sometimes,
I don't need that again, huh?
State of love, when you're in a state of love, which you are, if you love what you do, it attracts love. Just saying.
It's a good point. I know.
You become
attractive. Yep, just so it's not at work.
Oh, of course.
But, you know,
of course. You and I,
I'm sure
smart.
I will meet someone. That's the least of my worries right now, sweetie. And I mean, that's when you meet them.
Yeah.
You're not looking.
Yes.
That's
exactly.
Funny.
So here's the first message for you. Oh, beautiful. High Priestess Archangel Haniel. And it says, powerful psychic insights, reflection and meditation that provides valuable information. Be at peace. So you're very psychic right now. That's what it's saying. You're going to be very psychic. And what does that mean? Not necessarily. I mean, if you're interested in seeing the unseen, well, you're going to be in touch. You're going to be really in touch with messages
intuitive.
That are delivered to you. Yeah, highly intuitive.
Okay.
So I sense, you know, your work is going to be really good because when you're intuitive, you make very good decisions. And that includes, you know, how you interact with one another, but also in the work that you do, whether it's writing or speaking, it's going to be very good. Now, here we have Three of Michael. It's the next message, and it says, release the past.
You will
grow from this situation. Time heals all wounds. So he is like he's holding a woman who looks like she had been sad. You know, she's got her head cradled on his chest. So it's important that you release the past so you don't bring any of those images or energies into the present beautiful situation. Does that make sense? You know,
it does make sense. Yeah, it's something
past.
I really had to heal, and I'm still healing, and I think I will for the rest of my life. What happened to me?
It says time heals all wounds, which is time, but it doesn't have
to
take forever.
You're right.
Yeah, and when you work with Archangel Michael, if you've never worked with him before, he can help you clear the energy out of your body. Because literally, when it's in our the cells of our body, literally, because emotion gets trapped, energy gets trapped in our body, you'll help release that. And if there's any ties to past lives, which sometimes we don't really realize it, but these people that we were involved with were from past lives also, connections. We were brought together for us to have that situation, but it's time to release. And you moved. You moved from that situation. But, you know, the mind can play tricks on us, the ego, and it can still be connected to the past. So by asking Archangel Michael to clear you, to literally cut your cords of attachment to any of these past experiences.
I'm almost there, believe me.
Okay.
I know.
So here we go. Beautiful. The last card, I did a three-card reading for you, is the Magician with Archangel Raziel. And Sharon, he says, for you, you can manifest the life you want. What you need will magically appear, successful beginnings. So in terms of the next few months, you know, I was picking up beautiful relationships, whether it's an intimate one or with new friends. It's a really magical time. And the key part was that you will grow from this situation, which you are from the past. Time's going to help you heal all wounds. But you have two cards which indicate major changes in your life. So this is not just a job change. It's an energetic change that you're moving into. And that's what the angels want you to know. You know, so that
I changed direction too.
That you can manifest the life you want. So it really is saying go for it. You know, what else do you want? You created this job and not to be afraid. You know, if it means to open up your heart again, you know, you'll be able to do that. You know, so that's what we're talking about here. And even health, it's all areas of your life, you know, that you can manifest the life you want. That's what you're doing right now. And so allow Archangel Michael to come, for all of you who are listening, we all can do this, ask him to come into your dreams at night, right before you go to bed, and he will help you with any issue, situation, literally,
just
say Archangel Michael.
Yeah,
give you answers, or he'll work behind the scenes and heal for you. You may not remember, you're just going to wake up feeling lighter, more confident, more courageous, more connected, and you know, having Archangel Michael do that or to assist you really helps heal all the wounds, heal everything. Okay, so that is it's a beautiful message. I'm so glad you called, because other people can
benefit
from this reading.
Your messages are always great.
Reading.
They really are.
Oh, thank you.
That's what
you have. So thank you, Sharon.
Thank you. Listen, have a wonderful afternoon.
Love is with you. Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, so the next caller is area code 317. Hello there.
Hello.
Hi. What is your name?
My name is Scarlett.
Hi, Scarlett. So do you have a question that you'd like a reading for?
My financial.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of, my son moved in with me. I loaned him money, and I want to see if he's going to pay it back. I always thought he would, and I'm trying to be positive about it.
Well, the angels are asking me to say these two questions. Are you in communication with him? So you asked him, and he said probably yes, but it's not showing up. Is that it?
Right.
Okay. Do you give him a deadline? Did he tell you by when he will give it to you?
No. He lost his job, and I let him move in with me, and he just started giving me $10 a week. And I only make $7.40 a month on disability.
Okay. So this is what I will do the reading, but so he's looking for a job also. Right now.
He got one, but it's just making $9 an hour, and he made his car payments $85 a week, which I made three of those.
So
it's kind of got me in a bind now, and if I bring it up, he gets mad at me.
Okay, so I think if I may, what the angels want you to do is, if you were listening to the reading before, you know,
I was,
intention,
and it was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So you have the intention to have a conversation with him so that he can hear you in a loving way, even though money can always be, not always, but it tends to be a high. You know, can cause a lot of upset for people. You know, so just ask the angels to support you the next time you're going to have that conversation with him, that Gabriel, the angel Gabriel, helps you deliver your messages in a way that he hears them as support and encouragement instead of criticism, because he probably is not feeling too great, you know, that he had to come and live with you, you know. So this is a healing for both of you right now. So let's just see what they have to say. You know, my sense is that if there's a communication between the both of you that is allowing even more love and support, then everybody will be more able to attract more money.
Yeah, feel better about it. I mean,
exactly. Okay, so here exactly what we have. It says the five of fire says competing goals, bothersome details, conflict with others. You know, so right now there's some conflict. You know, then it says eight of fire says events moving at a fast pace, delays are over, many things happening at once. So with you work with the angels, and they're telling me that they're going to support you, and delays are going to be over. So what is the delay? The delay is to paying you back. Okay. Now, the last card here is King of Earth, and it says, successful time, confidently accept opportunities you're offered, the Midas touch. Now, do you work at all, or you cannot work right now?
I'm disabled.
Okay, you're disabled. So
yeah, I'm not. I can't work right now. I'm getting ready to have surgery.
Okay, so you're going to have an opportunity, and there's going to be success. So I see here is the man on the card. It's the King of Earth. This could be describing your son. Okay, so he could very well come into a better job. Okay. It looks like
I'm hoping he'll just get a better job.
Okay. So that's what it looks like is going to happen. And a lot,
awesome.
As I described, you know, is that you continue your prayers, continue to let go of any resentment or any upset, you know, because that's energy. That's energy in the space. You know, let go of that. Then that's going to allow him, he will feel that, and he will feel better about himself, and he will feel more confident to find a job that pays more, or he'll get another opportunity. Okay? So all of us, our self-confidence is uplifted when we feel love. You know, when we feel love.
Yeah.
So that's the message, is that it will happen. Here it says eight, so I don't know, you know, eight is, I'm looking at more as 8 weeks, so that 2 months from now, right now we just start October, November, so it could be by the end of November. I don't see it as 8 days, I see it more as 8 weeks, you know, so just the best to do is to be serene, you know, do the best that you can to just be peaceful and encouraging and not allow any criticism or judging enter the exchange between you two. Okay?
And I've been the good one. He's just very rude and mean.
Okay.
And it's like,
so
I don't know what I've done to him.
Okay, it's not nothing you've done to him. It's what he's going through himself.
What he's feeling, his insecurities.
Yeah, yeah. And the power of love is, you know, keep. I'm going to say pushing, the angels are saying, just keep sending him your love. And you can also ask Archangel Michael, since he's your son, you know, you could ask Archangel Michael to vacuum him, literally like pull out of his body any lower emotions. And to protect them from absorbing, you know, other people's energies. I don't know who he hangs out with and what he's doing. But, you know, that you could actually help clear him of his negativity. You know. Okay?
I've been trying to figure out a way to do that. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
And I love the first part of the show. Awesome.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Angels guided me today. You're welcome. So good luck with him. And thank you for calling in today. It will work out. I feel your commitment and your intention. See, I feel your intention to have this be beautiful. And just follow.
Yeah, I love him. He's my kid.
Yeah.
I want the best for him.
Yes. And just, I feel that. And, you know, he sounds like he's going through some painful time. He's releasing right now. And you can ask, you can talk to his guardian angels. Anyone who's listening, you know, we can talk to the guardian angels of our loved ones. You know, each of us has like two guardian angels. And just say, guardian angels, please protect my son. Please guide him today. And just watch how it unfolds, you know, just on a daily basis. Just do that more. That's what the angels want from us, is to ask them for our assistance on the tiniest details, you know.
I'm going to try it. I am. I'm going to. I was when you were first talking about it. I was already putting that there.
Very good.
Thank you so much.
You can always call back next week and let us know how it went, you know. You know, feel
free,
but I wish you the best.
He's not stopping back in the bedroom.
Okay. Very good.
Thank you so much.
Charlotte. You have
Thank
a wonderful
you.
Day.
You too.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so the next caller is area code 818. There we go.
Hello?
Yes, hello there. Hi.
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing great. What is your name?
Shireen.
Hi, Shireen. So do you have a question today that we could assist you with?
Yes, I'm calling to see what the angels or Angel Michael say in regarding relationships, romantic relationships, if anything coming up.
Okay. So are you dating anyone right now?
No, I was, but okay. I'm not at the present moment.
Okay. And you would like to be in a committed relationship with one person, you know?
Yeah, I really like this person, and then, I don't know, we quit talking, and then about a month ago, I ran into him at the restaurant.
Okay.
And we didn't,
and
he waved a couple of times, I didn't wave back, okay. and I just sent him a text on, Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
But he hasn't responded, and I'm not sure if there's something going to happen, if nothing, you know.
Okay, so you still have feelings towards this person?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So that's, you know, sometimes I just go with what the angels ask me to say to you. So
of course.
Let's see what the angels have to say about this relationship, okay? And your love life. I'm using the romance cards from Doreen Virtue. So let's see what they have to say. Okay, so the very first card is a heart-to-heart conversation. So honestly discuss your feelings with each other. So I don't know if you did that before. Did you know if you had heart-to-heart conversations?
No.
I don't know how long you had. Okay. So that's important because sometimes people don't know what the other person's intention is. You know, one person may want to get married. Yeah. And the other person may just want to have a physical relationship, you know.
Right.
Or someone wants to have fun, you know. So heart to heart.
I guess you wanted to have fun,
important.
And I didn't, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, some people just, and that's okay, but that's their intention. But what's important is that each person knows what the other person's intention is, you know. I mean, years ago I used to date, and I was not clear on my intention. So, you know, if you're not clear, you can end up in all kinds of situations, you know. And then one day you realize, oh, I get to be in charge. I get to be the creator of my experience. So the next message here for you is chemistry. So it says there is a strong attraction. You know, there was a strong magnetic attraction that you had to him. And then it says give your relationship a chance. It says work on your partnership. So here the angels are saying give it a chance. The first one did say heart-to-heart conversation. So it's important. It says honestly discuss your feelings with each other. So it's really important to be honest. And not, you know, it's better to find out that the person is not interested in a committed relationship, you know, then you could just let go. You know, a lot of women and men, they're in kind of like in their heads, you know, why isn't it working? But did you ever ask the person, you know, our dating, is this going, I would like to get married. Is that something you're interested in? You know, that, or are you dating other people? Right now, I'm only interested in dating people who want a monogamous relationship. You know, these are questions people could ask, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of, like, waiting for indications
and signs.
No, he
did say he wanted, he's not looking for a committed relationship, but that was a while back, and, you know, that was not, you know.
So that's,
but I don't,
and then the last card says religious factors. So it says your love life is influenced by your religious upbringing and spiritual path. I don't know how well you knew this person. You know, did you have the same background of interest in spirituality or religion?
I mean, I'm not. He's not very religious. I mean, I'm not very religious either. But you know,
yeah.
I grew up in another country, so. And
yeah.
He grew up in another country, too, so it's kind of...
Okay. So it sounds like you had a similar, you know, kind of background, you know, with that. All I could say in terms of, for you, that you may have a deep desire to have a certain type of relationship, which is influenced by... living a certain spiritual way. You know, we're not talking about religion because you don't follow a practice, you know, like a religion, but like a certain spiritual lifestyle. And this other person may not have that same, like, flavor, right? You know?
Yeah.
And that's what the angels are saying, that could be what's in the way. You know, the person may have a different approach to life, right? And that could be, you know, sometimes, and the two don't match. You know, whatever. So it does say give it a chance. Why they're saying give it a chance is that it's going to help you grow. You know, so if this, it's really great to be in a relationship because you learn so much about yourself. You learn way more about yourself when you're in a relationship than when you're not, because you have to face everything. You have to face your whole past. You have to face everything. There's nothing you can hide. You try to hide it, you really make, you know, things get worse. So, here, the main message here is have a heart-to-heart conversation. If he's not interested in a heart-to-heart conversation, you know, it's time to let go and just move on to the next person. Because who you are is someone who's interested. You know, having heart-to-heart conversations is a spiritual way. You know, about being honest. That's a spiritual characteristic, right? Being open and honest, right? So that is what you want to tap into here, you know. If you text him and say, could we talk? You know, I'd love to talk.
No,
about
I don't say
happened.
This. I just said it was nice seeing him at that place. Hope all is well. That's all I said.
Uh-huh. Okay, but if you're interested in finding out like where it is, the best thing to do is ask.
Well, it's been months. We haven't been really much talking, so.
Okay.
And then I happened to see him out of nowhere in months. I haven't seen him, and here I run into him, and we were shocked.
Here's the deal. You have the power to get clarity on this. Because, you know, what you're sharing, a lot of people will be helped with, because a lot of women and men do this. They have a sense of that there's something going on, and then they think about it. But what you have to do is ask. Because if you're feeling and you're thinking about the person, you still have some feelings towards this person, right? And if you want to meet the person of your dreams or your soulmate, you're really not going to attract that person until you get complete with this person from the past. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Your soulmate could walk right in front of you, but if you're still thinking about the text that you wrote, you're going to miss. You're not going to even see him. They're going to miss you because your energy is not, like, right now ready, right? Your energy is over there, right? So the best way to get complete and clear is to have a conversation, you know? Hi, it was great to see you the other day. If you're interested in dating again, tell them. If you're not, then let go. Does that make sense? You know, a lot of women, we think we have to wait for the man to step forward. No, literally, when I met my husband, I asked him, because I was dating several people, and I asked him, are you interested in getting married in the near future? Because right now, I only want to date men who are interested in getting married in the near future.
Yeah.
And he said, yes. Now, I had to learn how to do that, because before, I said nothing, you know, I just waited, and I waited, you know, So now my coaching for you is, if you feel that you want to know if there's any possibility that you two could get together and create a relation, you know, and date, then you call, then you ask, text or call. Otherwise, let it go, because usually, if there's no energy coming from the other person, it means that they're not interested. You know, it's just they're not interested. Because if someone's interested, they will take an action. But what is great about this situation is that it's calling you to be powerful. It's calling you to be, you know, who you really are. You know, a creative woman who can create her life. So you could avoid this situation, but most likely you will attract another situation that's very similar. Do you see that? You know, it'll come, but you're not sure, you know. So here the angels are saying, hey, go for this. You know, nothing bad's going to happen, you know. The worst fear is the fear of being rejected or the person says no or whatever. But how great it is to get clarity and to be clear, you know, just to be clear. And then you can move on, because you deserve to be happy. You know, you deserve to have a great relationship. And you have so much to give to someone, right? Why give it to someone who doesn't want why give it to someone who doesn't want you, right? So the best thing to do, you can even say, you know what? I don't need to call him or text him. You'll know what to do in the next 24 hours. You'll know, like, you know what? What am I doing? Or you'll be like, you know what? I'm going to just call them. Hey, what happened? And they'll tell you, my ex-girlfriend showed up or blah, 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 blah. You never know what's going to happen. But it gives you that muscle that you can use for the rest of your life in any relationship, because we all have to use our power. It's just when we don't, we're left to waiting for situations to line up around us, and that's not who we are as powerful human beings, right? So the angels will help you. The angels will help you give you the courage to do it, help you to be able to release whatever you need. You can, again, ask Archangel Michael, as I was talking about before, to help you. If you want to sleep on it tonight, ask Archangel Michael to please help me heal this situation. Give me the courage, confidence, and strength to take the next step. And the next step could be to contact him, or could be to say, you know what, I'm closing the door on this. so you'll know. My sense is, you know, you may close the door on it. You know, sometimes we see somebody from the past and we think it's a signal or a sign. Yeah, the sign might be to let go. The sign might be to, hey, I don't need this person in my life if they don't want to call me or be in communication with me. Or I don't know the depth of your relationship, you know, how long you dated or whatever. But if you have something that was there and it disappeared unexpectedly, you might, you know, you could ask, like, hey, what happened?
Yeah.
You know, you could do that. Or you could choose to just say, I accept that this did not work out. It's a choice that you get to have. But either way, you get to choose powerfully, and then you will be complete. And you'll have serenity, you'll have freedom, and you'll emerge. Your true self will emerge in the world, you know, empowered, and then you go out and create what you want and attract a powerful energy, because that's what you are and that's what you truly want. You know, someone who's going to be active, energetic, you know, and honest. And that honesty is going to have to start from you, okay?
Okay, thank you.
So that is the message. You're welcome. Sorry, that was I went on and on. That's your message.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a wonderful weekend. Okay.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye bye. So I have a short amount of time left, so these will be a shorter readings here. Area code 917. Hello there.
Hi, this is Catalina. Hi, Barbara. How are you? Wonderful session. I'm really enjoying this a lot.
Good. Hi. Good to hear
from
you.
Hi, how are you? So, yes, it's been very inspirational. You know, I finally, you know, caught a good time to listen to you. So I have a question. And it's the financial stuff. It's always the financial stuff. And I don't know if I should go. I've been getting into music a little bit. And I don't know if I should continue that, if that can actually materialize in money, or in case I should really focus on the acting. So that's my main question.
Okay, so the main message that I got right now without pulling a card is, yes, do the music. And you're going to still be doing the acting, of course, as you get the jobs, but it's where your heart is. There's something about it that really makes you feel joyful. Are you singing or playing an instrument or writing? But
I'm singing.
Do that. Okay.
Yes.
It says do that, and by doing that, you know, this is a message. I don't even have to pull a card. By doing that, you create joy, which attracts abundance. So you may get more acting jobs by being joyful. So whether or not you make the money from it, continue to do it. And see, you know, continue to do it because it makes you feel so good. And when you're guided, take the next step. So as you're singing, and you may be guided, I don't know, to write or to make a CD or do that. But that's, stay attuned to the messages you'll be receiving. But that joy is going to create more, it will create more money from you. And it could be more acting jobs. You know, can you see that happening? Because
I feel exactly what you're saying.
Okay.
I've been feeling it, but then I keep doubting myself
and
I go into slumps.
Oh, no.
But this, what you're saying is exactly how I've been feeling. Like, it's just like I get scared when there's no money on the table. I'm thinking, here I am singing, having a great time.
Exactly. So keep singing. Song.
Yes.
I'm going to be doing a workshop at a low price so that anybody can take it on the chakras, and it's making sound. So recently, I've been doing it on my own, and I want to hold a class. And by being in touch with your sound, opening your heart, Katerina, you are attracting the angel's support. You're calling the angels to you by making those sounds. Okay. So glad I can I'm ending the show with this, because you're making this sound, and you're connecting. Okay, you're connecting with the angelic realm by making these sounds. So keep doing that. Keep doing
that's
that.
Wonderful. I always say that I'm feeling guilty. Yeah. You know, it's that that's my pattern.
No,
if I have too much fun, I feel guilty. You know, but then I can just
that's,
relax
yeah,
and enjoy it.
Yep. Exactly. That's the past. That's the past. You're now in the present.
Thank you.
And, you know, so thank you for sharing that because other people can also take that in, you know. We not all of us will be paid professional singers, but even by chanting and singing, you're allowing the breath to move through your body. You're connecting to the universe. You're connecting to your authentic self. Oh, my goodness. You're opening up to all of your power. So it's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes, yes. Do we have one more minute or is this it?
I'm already done. It's 4 o'clock if you want to.
Very good. Thank you so much, Barbara.
Yeah. Anyone, you can message me on Facebook and I will send you an answer. Anybody who's listening, B. Calvano Coaching on Facebook. If you want to message me, I'll give you a short mini reading if I didn't have a chance to get to you today. All right? So
thank you.
Thank you for calling from Long Beach. I see the ocean when you call, you know, so have
yes,
a great
indeed.
Day. I can
thank
smell
you,
the ocean.
Yes,
okay,
bye-bye. Yes. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, thank you, everyone, for listening today. The hour went by really quickly. And, again, you can follow me at B. Calvano Coaching on Facebook, I mentioned, or at my website. You can get the information here on the Blog Talk page, or even follow me here on Blog Talk Radio to get the to be updated when I have my shows. I will see you next Saturday at the same time. And for those of you who are coming tomorrow in New Jersey at the Awaken Fair, I will be doing 15- and 30-minute readings there. Have a wonderful weekend. Namaste. And I want to play a beautiful bit of chanting just to end the show.